Hi everyone, this is Kim Wendy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com. I specialize in trail obstacle training and I help women prepare to show with confidence so that they can have a super positive experience with their horse. Today's podcast, I want to talk to you about trail obstacle training. The reason why I really encourage people to do trail obstacle training is because it builds confidence in you and your horse. It helps you to improve your communication skills while increasing emotional and mental fitness. And working through the obstacles can give you and your horse huge, huge benefits. Now, I know some of you may be saying, I do this discipline or that discipline, and I just can't see how it's really going to help me. But I'm here to tell you, it will really help to improve whatever discipline you ride in because of what the obstacles do for the horse. It really gets them to thinking, really builds that relationship, gets them to listening to you. And with the obstacles, you don't have to have fancy obstacles to make a difference with your horse. You can start with simple things to get your horse going. I mean, there's things like you can take PVC pipes. There's landscaping timbers. You can go to your Home Depot or your Lowe's and pick up some landscaping timbers and use those. You could dig a trench and get your horse used to stepping over that. You can get them used to going through water puddles. I mean, there's just so many things. I go to the dollar store and I find all kinds of things to get my horse used to those different types of objects that are scary because they move and they make a noise. So you can use some of those things. And, I know there's people out there that they've watched people do it and it's like, I don't know if I could get my horse to really do all those kinds of things. But you can, and that's what I'm here to do, is to help you with that type of stuff. I love helping people with this. Like I said, it just makes a huge difference for you and your horse. And the things that you're going to be able to do, you'll be more confident around your horse. You can get your horse to do what you want without resistance when you work through this stuff, because they start building that trust. You can get your horse to load in the trailer with ease. And you can create a really enjoyable and mutually rewarding experience for both you and your horse. And the obstacles are excellent for any size of horses, donkeys, and mules. I had big horses for years, and then I got in a riding accident. I got a miniature horse and started doing the obstacles on the ground. And that takes your skill level up a lot of notches because you're on the ground doing this. You may be able to do some of these things on the back, but when you get on the ground, it makes a big difference. So it's going to refine everything. It can improve your relationship. It develops trust. Like I said, and it improves the confidence and the willingness in your horse. It helps you to get clear with your communication. It improves your timing. It can improve your horse's balance and develops responsiveness and mental alertness. And what's neat about it is you can do some of this stuff during the winter when you can't be riding to keep your horse mentally sharp. And again, I love to help people get started competing or get better competing in the obstacle courses. And this can span so many things because, like I said, it can go from the miniatures to big horses, doing it in hand or riding through the obstacle course. And then there's horse agility. And even if you don't have anything in your area where you can go and compete, guess what? There is online competitions that you can compete in your own backyard. And of course, horse agility is one of those things. But there's another association where you can do stuff like this on the ground and you can compete from home so you don't have to travel hours if that's not something that you can do. I know in my area, we don't have very much of that here in my area. So again, it allows me that I can compete online if I want to. And like I said, you can do donkeys and mules. They have big classes for the quarter horses and the paint horses for the yearling in hand doing the obstacle course. And I mean, some of those class sizes are 40, like 40 horses when they compete. But you can get started at open shows. And that's something to get your feet wet, get going, and it can be a lot of fun. I had a student who had never competed and she took my horse agility course, and I knew she was going to do really well, but she had 40 in her class when she competed. Now, she did online competition, so she didn't travel there. She did it online in the horse agility course. And she scored a perfect score of 100 her first time out. She was just so ecstatic. And of course, I was tickled for her. And after she said, I couldn't have done it if I didn't go through your horse agility course. But she absolutely loved it. But she said, she said, I thought I was going to learn just a few little things here and there, but I learned so much more. And it really helped me to develop a better relationship with my horse. So, if you would like to try trail obstacle, I encourage you to come over to Facebook and join my group. It's Equestrians Who Love Trail Obstacles. Get in there and share the different things about your horse and things that you're working through. And we've got a great community. You can ask questions over there. I hope to see you over there. So you can also find me at my website at passionatehorsemanship.com. But come over and join our Facebook group. You'll really enjoy it. It's Equestrians Who Love Trail Obstacles. Until next time, remember, don't force your horse. You want to win with your horse.